The Barbarians of Rome, the Gallic Wars, Part 2, the Suebi and the Belgae Campaigns. After Caesar defeated the Helvetii, many of the other Celtic tribes congratulated him for restoring peace and order to the region. Prime example of how the Romans had become arbiters of intra-Gallic affairs. However, this relationship would end up serving as a justification for Caesar's desire to move against some of the Germanic tribes in the north. Remember, Caesar was campaigning at this time partly to defend Rome and secure more territory for the Roman Republic, but also to earn money to pay back his debts and to build his prestige and political power in Rome. Caesar was able to use his good relations with the Celts when a Germanic tribe, the Suebi, began organizing an offensive against some of the Celts living in the Rhine River region. The leader of the Suebi, Evaristus, had been declared a friend of Rome, meaning Caesar could not attack him without significantly damaging his political capital back in Rome. But Evaristus continued to march west in the territories controlled by Celtic tribes that were loyal to Rome. And while Caesar could not set his armies in motion, he told Evaristus that he could not cross the Rhine in the Gaul, and he must treat the Gauls he conquered kindly. Evaristus agreed to these terms in principle, but he quickly broke them when he crossed the Rhine in 58 BCE, entering Gaul and threatening the autonomy of the Celtic tribes living there. Caesar sent his troops to Vestio, a city located on the French-Swiss border, thinking this was Evaristus' target. While Evaristus was headed in this direction, it's difficult to know for sure if this was the purpose of his advance in the Gaul. When Evaristus learned of Caesar's movements, he sent several embassies to negotiate, and they agreed to a truce. But his truce was broken by Evaristus when his men attacked some of Caesar's own men on their own accord. However, still trying to avoid going in against the wishes of the Senate, he did not want to attack Evaristus, but rather lure him in the battle, which he finally managed to do through the use of skirmishes. Caesar then unleashed the full might of his army and defeated that of Evaristus, forcing them back across the Rhine and ending the threat of Germanic invasion. This victory again helped Caesar strengthen relations with the Celtic tribes in the region, for it showed he was willing to stand up to powerful enemies and protect them, even when it might not be in his best political interests to do so. A similar story played out in northern regions of Gaul in modern-day Belgium, between the Belgae tribes and the Celts. The Belgae were a powerful tribe in Gaul, with some many believe may have been Celt-speaking and others believe may have spoken a Germanic language. But no matter what their exact origin was, they were a warrior culture. And in 57 BCE, they attacked a Celtic tribe that had allied itself with Rome, pushing Caesar into action. However, before Caesar could attack, his armies were ambushed by the Nervii, one of the most powerful Belgae tribes at the time. But Caesar regrouped, marched on the Belgae, defeating them soundly and giving him control over the region we now refer to as Belgium. After defeating the Nervii and bringing the Belgae under Roman control, Caesar's ambitions changed considerably. More specifically, instead of serving as an intermediary between various Celtic and Germanic tribes, Caesar began seeking the conquest of these territories so that he could add them to the Roman Republic and expand his political prestige. For example, after his victories in Belgium in 57 BCE, Caesar moved west and subjugated the Veneti, a Celtic tribe living on the northwestern coast of France in the modern-day region of Brittany. He won swift victories, and by 56 BCE, this tribe had been incorporated into the Roman world. So that was a relatively short account of what was going on. And of course, after this, we have Caesar heading into Britain and his invasions. And then ultimately, you have the revolt of the Gauls, in which he'll have to deal with them. So part three will be rather all over the board, going to Britain and dealing with Vercingetorix and others. Now the source for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.